What's up, After Buzzers? You're tuned into the Basketball Wives After Show. You don't want to miss this episode. CeCe versus everybody. Tammy meets with Pastor Gray. And the retreat tea is real. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Look at all these rumors. Hey. You're running me every day. I just need some time.
Sometimes you get away.
I know y'all the Milly Wop. And there you go. Come on, Milly Wop. Come on. Y'all just can't enjoy the 80s.
Yes.
You gotta modernize it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to the After Buzz After Show for the Basketball Wives. Oh my God. This episode was absolutely amazing. But before we get started, let me introduce my amazing, amazing cast.
Hi, look, what's up everyone? I'm your host, Kayla Renee.
Woo-hoo. What's up, party people? It's Shelzy Vet.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Tyler Tyson.
All right, Tyler Tyson had that deep voice for us. I mean, so what did you guys think about this episode?
Child, look, I'm just like, the rumors, like with the song added in the background, the rumors, ooh, the rumors is the overall topic of the whole entire episode.
Rumors were flying.
I feel like this episode, the tea was exceptionally great. Mm-hmm. It was exceptionally hot, and I can't wait to dig into it. It was a mess.
I just hate that I had to wait for the last 5 minutes of the show to get to the real good stuff. True, everything else before was kind of like, but
that was true.
It was
I don't know. I think that at the beginning of the episode, when CeCe versus everybody, I think it kind of kicked off kind of messy.
It did.
So what did you guys think? CeCe versus everybody. You know, CeCe was getting into it with, she had Kristen, she got into it with Jennifer. Of course, CeCe, of course, threw her degree out there once again.
Oh my gosh.
CeCe, girl, we know that you're a nurse. I don't know if you have your BSN, your LPN. Please let us know. But of course, she threw that degree out there.
She's all a CNA.
Come on.
No shade, no tea.
Right. Shout the CNA do the job, though.
Y'all do the dirty work. Sorry. No shade, no tea.
To be honest, y'all, I'm over everybody coming for CeCe. I'm like, if CeCe got to stand and prove to herself to everybody one more time, I'm going to throw the whole show away. Like, at this point, stop asking CeCe to stand up for herself. If she want to be called dumb, girl, let her just be called that.
So you're definitely team CeCe. If you have to choose,
that was a big call.
No, because a couple weeks ago I was team Kristen like all the way, but okay. I just felt like how Kristen was approaching her this episode, I just wasn't here for it.
I agree with you. I feel like the dynamic between Kristen and CeCe is like, if me and you are friends, Kayla, and you know that who I am as a person, why are you forcing CeCe to like, say it, stand up for yourself, tell them you're not a dummy. I don't have to prove myself to these ladies. I'm new in the group.
Yes.
I am who I am. And I feel like Kristen is just forcing her to be something she's not, and it's unfair.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely absolutely. Think she handled herself very well, because she was just like, say something, like stand up for yourself. And it's like, girl, I don't, like, for what?
Exactly.
And, like, and some people just aren't combative like that.
Like, exactly.
Especially when things get a little hot, they kind of go back, like they retreat inward a little bit. She might be one of those people.
Yeah. But you know what I can say, though, is I feel Jennifer in that scene, because Jennifer and Evelyn did meet up with her, and they did clear the air, supposedly. And it's like, why did you bring it up again? That's why Jennifer was like, I want you to have common sense. Like, are you dumb? Like, why are you still talking about this? I thought it was dead.
You know what? Kristen reminds me of, like, a mom. Like, you come home. Remember back in the day, like, you would come home and if somebody was bullying you? Mm-hmm. Back in the day, your mom would be like, no, you go outside and you beat them up.
Yes.
And if you don't do it, then me and you gonna have a problem.
So I feel like Kristen was, like, dragging her, like, wanted to drag her back in. It's like, no, defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I don't think that's CeCe's character, which I said this on a previous show. It's funny how in one episode we watched CeCe go to kickboxing.
Yeah.
And she was beating that kickboxer man up. But it seems like in real life, I don't think she's not about that life.
No.
She's not confrontational.
She's not confrontational at all.
I mean, those are the kind of people, though, you gonna want to steer from, though, because they could be silent but deadly. Like, I think if you push her enough, that Muay Thai clinch, whatever, however it is, it might just really kick in. You just never know.
And that degree gonna get you there, right?
Exactly.
After Buzzers, we want to make sure that you guys comment, like, and share our videos.
Please.
So let us know what you guys think. Do you think that CeCe is about that life?
No.
I don't know.
Well, Kayla has something great that she wants to share with you guys.
Yes, you guys, make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channels, and it'll help you discover some of our new shows that we're sure you're going to love. Since you already tuned in to our reality channel, you may be interested into The Four. We have Teen Mom also. We have The Bachelor on right now. And remember, we also have other channels for genres too. So please don't be shy. You guys subscribe to them now.
Yes, subscribe.
Like, subscribe, do everything. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of subscribing, Tammy Roman subscribes to a therapist. So she subscribed to Pastor John Gray.
I love John Gray too.
I think we're all a fan of John Gray.
Yes.
So what do you guys think about that meeting that Tammy had with Pastor John Gray and his wife?
I think it's really something good for her, because you know we all know Tammy to be the turn up queen or whatever, you know, to pop off on anybody. And so like right now, like Tyler, don't be making out face. But I feel like this is growth for Tammy. I feel like, you know, she's trying to make a change in her life and some positive vibes and sending positive messages out to people and some step into a right direction.
I mean, I feel like it is a great step in the right direction. However, my thing is personally, I don't like when people get help and then they're like overzealous about it. Then they want to like try to help everybody. It's like, sis, you get the help first. Pastor John Gray gave you an assignment for you to say something nice. She was just like, okay, I'm just going to bring it to the group. Like, No, he said you do something nice. And I think that she found it difficult, but I felt a way to push it off or even make herself more comfortable. She brought it to the group. And it's like, we get it, Tammy, but you know, you do have a previous, you know, history of being a bully.
It's funny you say that, because I know anybody, like when you learn how to cook a certain meal, you want to cook it for everybody, and then you want to tell everybody how to cook it because you learn how to cook it.
Yes.
So I think we can all relate to Tammy. Like, she's like, oh, I know how to do this now. Mm-hmm. But I done got the therapy and I can give it.
My issue is simply the fact that I love Tammy Roman. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. I love her for her zaniness, the craziness, all of it. Mm-hmm. She's trying to do too much too soon. Like, ma'am, you just started on this journey.
Yeah.
And like you said, she has a history of being the bully. Yeah. Everyone on the show except Shawnee, at some point or another, has been at odds with Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take a while for her to undo some of what causes her to go off in that direction. So I feel like... She just kind of
I'm not joking. Look, this is Tammy Van Zandt right now. Like, she came through trying to fix people's lives.
No, yes. I'm here for it.
I'm here for Tammy Van Zandt. I wrote on my paper, I said, the new Tammy. Like, that's like a show title, the new Tammy.
But actually, we're going to get into it later, but the new Tammy is still the old Tammy.
Ain't nobody asked you to bring that up right now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
That was my foreshadowing.
Episode prediction.
Yes. Right. Foreshadow.
Drop a little nugget.
You hear him added the film word? See the...
So I definitely think that, Tammy is ready for a change. Mm-hmm. So speaking of this change, so Tammy goes and announces to everybody that she wants to do a retreat. Mm. So Tammy asked everybody to meet her for this retreat. Mm-hmm. The only person that wasn't there is our girl, OG.
I just realized we didn't miss her.
Did you miss her?
No,
I didn't miss her, but I just thought of that. She was not there.
She wasn't invited.
She was at home getting her man together, y'all.
Yeah.
She couldn't find the right outfit for this one.
You know what?
Wait, really quick. What do y'all think OG would have wore to Tammy's retreat?
Some type of ridiculous hat, mm-hmm. a wrap,
mm-hmm.
something with a bunch of colors.
I think that dress that she found at that store when her and her mom went shopping, I think she would have showed up with that same fringe.
I don't. I see her hair being a mess. I see something with her breast showing, some really small shorts. I just see her doing something.
No. Or since the theme of the meeting was tracksuits, everyone seemed to have a little jumper. She probably would have worn like a tracksuit, but maybe like a top off. But then this was cut low also.
Yeah.
And a bunch of colors with the line, like the Gucci thing on the side.
I can see that.
I don't know. I think this episode, I think it allowed us to get to know OG on a different level.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that she had that time kind of alone, so we can get to know her amongst her family and then amongst her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend.
My bad.
You
my
keep trying bad. To rush her.
I'm trying to rush her down the aisle because I wish somebody would marry her. But I definitely feel like OG would have wore a good old Yon Le Van Zandt 1993 fro. And then a cute little pantsuit. I think she would have came, because it seems like she dresses for the theme.
Yeah.
So I feel like she would have came like, oh my God, this is Yala, fix my life. Let me look like I'm Yala.
I mean, she's such a tacky little thing. I just don't know.
You missed it a couple weeks ago. We was talking about this nude lip that wasn't really necessarily a nude lip anymore. And then the wigs that was just a little twisted and off. And then Malaysia tried to come at her a little bit. And it was just like, even at the wig party, she got a great wig. And it was just like... even on this episode, since it still wasn't sitting right.
I personally think that if she goes on to the next couple episodes, we'll see better looks for her because the budget will be there.
I definitely think.
That's what we said earlier, too. Awesome.
Well, this retreat isn't about OG. This retreat sure is about the rest of the cast.
Well, it surely wasn't no relaxation, no R&R.
It started off really, really good.
It did.
It started off really good. It started really off positive. Very positive. You know, Shawnee giving Malaysia her true feelings, how she feels about her now, which I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I wish that Brandy would have been there. You know, I'm team Brandy. I wish Brandy would have come back. Mm-hmm. But I wish that Brandy was there so Shawnee could have finally... I love Brandy.
She's a bore.
Thank you for your services. That's why she's not there.
But I feel like it started off on a good note. Don't you guys think it started off on a good note?
Yeah, it did. I felt really good about what Shawnee had to say, like you said, about Malaysia. Mm-hmm. And I felt good about what Christian had to say about Shawnee. And I feel like everybody was going like, boop, boop, boop. Like, okay, this is great. Like, I feel like they were drinking... positivity at that point.
Until the vodka setting.
I feel like everybody's positive comments that came out were so long overdue. It was like Shawnee kind of owed Malaysia like an apology a long time ago. You know what I mean? And then it was like Jackie kind of like showed a huge amount of growth when she came out and told Evelyn, like, you know what I mean? I respect you for that part.
We clap it up for Jackie. Jackie, congratulations.
You know, she definitely apologized for her part in that whole fight, but...
And we even seen a point where Tammy was very open and kind of, I don't want to say apologizing to Evelyn, but she just kind of opened the door for that. Mm-hmm. But Evelyn was completely shut down.
Like, she wasn't receiving anything.
She was like, I'm not here for it.
You made that face. What was that face for?
Well, I had another thought, but it'll ranch around later.
Yeah.
But Evelyn came in, defenses up. Her body language was, I don't want to be here, but her I'm only here because I have to
be. She didn't even
speak
at all.
Yo, that's Evelyn on every episode. She comes in ready because she knows everybody seems like they're out to attack her on every episode. She comes ready. She Evelyn ain't even do her hair. Her hair was pulled back. She on a full jogger and was ready to go.
She was sitting already.
Ready to go.
Her whole demeanor was like, I'm not here for it.
And that brings to the thought that came into my head. I feel like whenever someone decides, oh, we're going to have a meeting of the minds and come together... It always goes left.
Always.
Mm-hmm. It's never a peaceful. It's always some issues about to hit the fan.
Right.
And
right.
It's always something old too. It's always something old too, y'all. Because I'm like, why are we still talking about stuff that happened like 3 seasons ago? Like,
I mean,
Tammy talked about something from '93.
Okay.
Like, let that go.
When she was still married.
You divorced that man 25 years ago, and you still talking about. Who cares?
There's a reason you divorced him. He wasn't no good then. There's the proof. We don't need to be mad about it. It is what it is.
Because it's like, now it has me thinking, like, is she salty that, like, who is he with now? You know what I mean? Who is Kenny dating now? It's like, are you still salty that, you know what I mean? Hey, that he's moved on.
Well, let's get into the true tea.
Well, okay.
The true tea. Wait a minute. What you got to say, Boo?
No, I was going to say, you know, Evelyn came in on ready, and what Evelyn said made sense. However, she was like, I'm just here because I can be cordial. I'm okay with who I want to be friends with, who I'm not, which I understand.
Yeah.
But sis, cordial is coming in and speaking with the right demeanor, the right attitude, the right energy. So it's like, you're still holding on to something. You're not coming in being cordial, because if you were over, you come in and say, hey, everybody, how you doing? How you doing, Tammy? You don't have to hug her, but you can still speak.
I think everybody's definition of cordial is different.
True.
I think that, to me, I would have her mind frame too if I walked into a room, hey, and I was just a general hey
to the group.
Mm-hmm. To the group, not specifically each person, because I have a problem with you. I really don't want to say hey to you, but being cordial, hey.
If I have a problem with you, cordial does not mean that we're going to hug. Cordial is a nod. One
we
of these
can be in
across
the same
room,
and I'm not about to catch your fade. Like,
but I'm also
everybody.
Not going to have a conversation with you.
Exactly. Yeah. So what do you guys think about the way that the tea was delivered to Shawnee?
Ooh, that was the messiest thing I've ever witnessed. It was so cringeworthy. I was in my seat just like, what was going on? Because Jen, I swear, Jen, you just be having a whole lot to say, girl. But when you put on the spot, it's just real mute. Like, real silence. Like,
she's another one. She's not about that life.
She ain't about that life.
She has the difference is she'll talk. But she's never.
But what you guys have to understand, first of all, let me go backwards. First of all, it was going great until Jackie stirred the pot.
It's always
no one was even talking about the incident or the rumor until Jackie kind of put it out there, kind of threw a lob to Tammy a little mm-hmm. bit, you know, and then that's when everything got started. But I completely understand Jen in this position.
Right.
Her and Evelyn just started being friends.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't think that maybe, you know, Jennifer's not about that life, but it's just like, I wasn't friends with this girl for like 2 years. We hated each other.
Right.
And it's like, now you guys are going to come in and then throw it to me and say, I'm the one that said it. It just wasn't fair. And I understood Jennifer in that position.
I disagree with you about actually Jackie stirring the pot.
Okay.
I think that Shawnee actually stirred the pot.
True.
I feel like Shawnee, although she walked into the room positive, she had that on her mind.
Definitely.
Because mind you, they said they were going to bring it up eventually and she was ready for it. So she actually, remember, she initiated and says, okay, y'all talk about all this, but what about what you told me, Tammy, when we were speaking, that you were going to tell me, like, what's up? Somebody tell me.
And then Jackie's waterworks. Shawnee, I didn't even say this. Because I love you and I respect you so much, and it hurts me to even know this information, but I can't tell you. Jennifer, Tammy, take it away.
But I still think, though, like, even going back to the song that we played at the top of the show,
Rumor.
Even if we're not, like, if you and I were besties and we're not friends anymore, even if we never speak again, I'm not telling your secrets.
That's true.
If I'm a real, even if we're not friends now, that friendship at that particular point in time was real and authentic.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to share your secrets. I may never speak to you again. I may, every time you come in, spit, whatever. But I'm not going to tell you a secret.
Yeah, well, AfterBuzz like is for everybody. I'm sorry to interrupt, but AfterBuzz, everybody that's watching, I just want to give you guys what the secret is. It ain't come from me. I ain't spilling the tea. I'm just replaying the tea. So allegedly, Evelyn slept with one of Shawnee's exes, and Jennifer actually told Tammy in a heated discussion that Evelyn slept with one of the exes. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
Who's the ex?
Right. Who the ex?
Which ex are we talking about?
Who the ex?
Well, to be clear, Tammy asked Jennifer to confirm. So it still goes back to Tammy. And like she said, it was a vindictive moment, but I agree with you too. As besties, we still shouldn't be spilling tea. However, we weren't there to know the exact dialogue. Tammy could have been like, so what's going on, Jennifer, with Evelyn and some...
I don't know.
No, you know, child. Confirm.
I don't know nothing. Because
I heard that Evelyn slept with one of Shawnee's exes.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
I feel like But I strongly feel like this is exactly how the conversation happened, because Jennifer said, you asked me.
Right.
I didn't tell you, asked me, and I didn't give you an answer, but you asked me.
And you know, Tammy like, even be meddling in people's business.
And she did.
We're talking about the Bonnet Chronicles creator. Come on now. Come on now. It's some tea behind that.
Absolutely.
It's some tea behind that.
But I just feel like it definitely says something a lot about your character, too. It's like, yeah, we would, like Tyler was saying, it's like if we were best friends and then like we stopped being friends, and if like you still talking about like what I did in my past or like what you knew about me, you know what I mean? It's kind of messy on you. And it's like, now I'm kind of going to look at you like, should I even be your friend right now at this point? You know what I mean? It's like, I know Evelyn was kind of upset or whatever, but it's like, I'd still be looking at Jennifer, too, though.
Because
it's like, you still had a hand in this, too, though. Even if Tammy was like still inquiring about this information, you still gave it, though.
Right,
like, you still opened your mouth and kind of led on to where we are now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After Buzzers, please let us know, are you team Jen or are you team Tammy? Please let us know. So, guys, we have a special game tonight.
Yes.
Basketball Wives Trivia. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Ooh, get ready. Get
is
ready.
Is this season or like all season?
This
season
is all season.
Oh, yes, because I've nervous. Been a fan.
Just get into the beat, though. Get into the beat.
Catch the vibe. Huh? I got to get my head right.
Trivia. So, trivia.
Trivia. Question number one. Which Basketball Wives star has the most children?
Can I
take
this? Yeah, you did. Easy.
Ding, 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 ding,
I'm like, wait, how are we supposed to ring in for this game? Because we all were like, oh, I think.
It's okay, because I want the most challenging question.
We'll just go down the line. We'll go down the line.
I want the most challenging.
No. That's not shade.
No shade, no tea.
You want the challenging question?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What year?
Okay.
Did Basketball Wives premiere?
Ooh, I got it.
Oh, no, she wanted it.
I think.
Look, I'm like, ready.
Can I phone a friend?
I'll give you multiple choice.
Okay.
A, 2009, B, 2011, C, 2010, or D, 2008.
Well, being that we're on, what, season 6? I'm not a mathematician. So I'm going to say it was A.
You're wrong.
It was 2010.
Yes,
Tyler. Only because they showed the clip at the thing where they showed Tammy going back and it says season 10. That's the only reason. Ooh. Why. Wow, because
I definitely was about to say 2009. I was like, I was a little too close, though.
And this final question.
I'm ready.
Which Basketball Wives star said this phrase? Doing this will get you popped. Tyler?
Wait.
That sounds like Jackie Christie to me.
I was about to say.
No, are you?
I don't know. You are so wrong.
That don't sound like Jackie
Kayla
Christie.
Kayla, save him.
I was about to say Jackie too, but wait, hold on. Is this a Tammy thing?
It's
though.
Tammy.
I was gonna say, if y'all had let me finish, I was going to say Jackie or Tammy, but I really was saying Jackie.
Who else would say pop but Tammy?
But it was more of like, it sounds like, but I know who it really is. Don't get at me.
I can't hear Jackie saying that.
I can't.
I'm
backwards self. Yes,
I know.
Sure.
After a couple cups of cognac, Jackie, you ready to pop straight.
Thank you, After Buzz. I hope you guys enjoy playing along with us.
Yes.
You know what? We have to play one more game.
Okay.
I feel like we
That's
do.
Really important to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in regards to the retreat, we know that there was an ex announced. Well, it wasn't announced. It was beeped out as to who the ex is. Do you guys have any guesses? We're going to play Guess the Ex, you guys. Which ex did Evelyn allegedly sleep with?
Why is she
allegedly.
Always sleeping with somebody?
That allegedly.
Allegedly. Sorry.
Kayla?
I'm going with Shaquille O'Neal, y'all. Ooh. For the win. For $200, I'm going with Shaquille O'Neal.
The slam dunk. The diesel.
Who you got?
I'm going to go with Shawnee's high school ex. Possibly.
You mean the guy he was in high school?
Y'all know?
No.
Oh, somebody said it in high school.
I'm just kidding, guys. I'm gonna go with Shaquille O'Neal.
Can you dig it?
Look, I think Evelyn was wanting the diesel. Yeah. She was trying to get that diesel.
But according to, well, anyway, it's a book that's out by this person that had some experience with Shaq.
Super. Yes.
That one. I can make an argument for either one because I'm trying to think what would get Shawnee that angry.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still leaning Shaq. I'm leaning Shaq. Whoever the shady sound person is.
I love it. Okay,
so
my guess the X. It wouldn't be Shaq because I feel like if it was Shaq, Shawnee's reaction would have been completely different. That was her husband for a number of years. They have 5 children together. So I feel like she would have literally did a jump across the table with the and popped her.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So I think it was her last ex, that younger guy, the actor that she dated, 2 years ago they broke up or whatever? Mm-hmm. I think it was that ex. I don't think it was Shaq.
I don't know. I think I have to disagree because I feel like her whole demeanor, it was like she either looked like she was ready to cry at that point or she kind of was controlling her anger in like, I know I got my 5 kids at home watching. I know I'm the executive producer, but if I pop off on her, what's going to happen?
If you found out your best friend slept with your ex-husband that you have 5 kids with, your reaction going to be just to sit there and flare your nose?
But I just feel like, I don't know because it's like, okay, if they were talking about like, this was like last year or whatever,
But then, even if it's the ex-husband, you have to consider that's one of your really good friends. So, in addition to you being pissed about that, you're also hurt about this. So, I feel like your emotions and your reactions are going to be back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not. A little meaningless relationship that lasted 2 years with some boy that you knew you weren't going to do anything with.
But it was most recent. That's like impactful because it's like.
But see, Evelyn was so passionate about this. She started crying. She was like, you know what I mean? Like, Shawnee, I would never do this to you on my son. You know what I mean? She's like, on my son, I would never do that. Yeah. So I feel like that's something that's so deep rooted that it had to be Shaq. It had to be.
That's a good point.
I don't know, y'all. It wasn't the reaction that I would have expected if it was an ex. Husband. If it was an ex-husband, I expected anger, tables flopping.
But that's not Shawnee's personality.
I was about to say.
But when it comes to an ex-husband, that's why I said I think it's the ex-boyfriend. I don't think it's the ex-husband.
Who was Evelyn dating 2 years ago? Is that Chad?
The baseball player.
Yeah.
Carl.
Yeah.
Leo's daddy.
So she had. But she had somebody.
Oh, so you're putting a timeline on
the whole. Because I'm if it's the newer guy, the actor dude. Okay, who was Evelyn with? What was going on in her life?
Right.
Would she have risked that to be with him?
But if you look at
Shaq, it could be a situation where back in the day, like right when he got drafted, was that like 93, 94, somewhere back there?
Come on, stats.
Like,
yeah.
He's a sportser.
She was on the come up. She was sleeping with allegedly everybody.
Right. Y'all, and I feel like. like Shaquille has a thing for light skinned women.
Because you look at
we had Hoops.
Hoops,
yeah.
Super
and Shawnee. And then whoever else we
and
don't
Evelyn.
Know about.
Well, the only thing that we can do, guys, is continue to tune in to see if they actually say
that's
the person's
all we can
name.
Do.
So as we close out today's show, we have some predictions. Do you guys got any predictions?
I do. It's my favorite part.
Let's start with Tyler, what's your predictions?
Oh, God. Predictions. On what? Anything?
Anything. Yes.
I predict that Tammy will get into it with somebody else besides Evelyn.
Oh, that's
easy.
That's, yeah.
That's a given, huh?
I had to go to say that. That is. I got Icebox. Yes, come on.
I was like, so prediction to go music here. Yes. did a little tick, tick, tick. No, but my prediction is I predict that Shawnee believes Evelyn. I think that based on the history, and I think they're going to talk, and I think that Evelyn, I think that Shawnee is going to tell Evelyn that she doesn't believe the rumor, because it is a rumor.
I don't know, sis. I'm like, Shawnee probably in the back of her head, like, this old trifling skeezer.
I don't think so.
Well, because her and Tammy are going to have to, like, have a little sit down, and they're going to, like, she's going to come out and say it, like, we need to expose whoever and whoever, you know what I mean? So it's like, I kind of feel like Shawnee got something under her sleeve. I'm ready. Mm. But yeah, I think Tammy going to pop off on somebody. This little peace treat that she had with her meeting with Pastor Gray. It's not gonna last. It was very short lived. Thanks, Tammy.
Thanks.
Yeah. While y'all focus on the stars, I'm gonna focus on the other people. So my prediction is that OG, mm-hmm. either the next episode, one of the next episodes coming up, I predict that OG will get proposed to.
No way. That is a reach.
Oh, am I reaching? And I'm gonna grab it. I predict that she's gonna get proposed to.
You think that she's still gonna have that same nude lip on?
Yep, same nude. We'll we'll have to find out, you guys.
The glam of it all.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching this week's episode of AfterBuzz TV, the Basketball Wives After Show. I want you guys to make sure that you follow me on all social media platforms at @IMJLamar, and also follow my amazing, amazing co-host.
Yes, definitely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. You can follow me on Instagram at @TheOnly_KaylaRenee.
Hey, what's up, guys? You can follow me at Shell's Yvette, CHELLZEVETTE. Everywhere.
A beat with a song.
Right, B-O.
Right.
I don't have all that, but you can follow me at The Tyler Tyson on all social media.
You better get the people them eyes.
You can't follow me at.
You got to make that content. I learned
it
that from
eyes,
American
eyes,
Ads.
But
mine.
You can't follow me at. Can follow
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.